The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Joe is fiddling with some Twitter deedles over there. Is it working, or is the script the script?
Should we cue Betty?
Yeah, might as well go ahead and cue Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, I see three.
Bloody hell, Betty, that was sexy. Do it again.
Hush, Roger, we have a show to do.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Funky Town.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicagoland.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable bitsy artificial personality unit, Betty, and I want to tell you that this is episode 130 of the Joe and Anthony Show. So for Monday, April 23rd, 2018, background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompaytech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
I think Betty dropped off at the cellophane undies.
Did she?
I think she did.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's bashful
network
that way.
Interference?
Could have been. Could have been network interference. So, yeah. Could be a number of things. So, yeah.
Well, I tried the script, and for some reason, it says it's running, and then I think it stops. Yeah. So we'll have to take a look at that later.
Why don't you tell us
folks
about your day, and I'll go take a quick peek at it while you tell us about your day.
Okay. Well, actually, my day has been quite productive, folks. I decided that I needed a confidence booster. It was kind of, it was an interesting weekend. I made it through it, and, tried not to be too crazy about it, but I needed a confidence booster. I needed to put together something that would actually work. And unfortunately, I spent a lot of time putting something together, and it didn't work. But that's okay. It was fun.
Was it?
It was challenging. I was able to kind of figure out some things, and I was able to figure out. Basically, it was an electronic project.
Okay.
It was a device that would convert sound to little display on LEDs.
That's kind of awesome.
But it didn't work.
No. Well,
I kind of got the hang of soldering, I think.
Okay, that's
and
good.
So what I really think happened is I applied too much heat to components and I burnt them out.
It's an art, really. It's kind of an art to get together.
I'll tell you something. It was almost like a meditation because a whole lot of time flew by while I was doing
this.
Yeah, so that, in a way, that was good. That was a way to kind of clear my mind of all the things that have been going on. And I actually feel nice. I feel relaxed. I feel very calm and peaceful.
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that, it at least did something and got you
right.
All relaxified. I'm editing code right now. And I'm almost done,
good.
I'm actually almost done. I'm not familiar with your desktop, so
okay.
I'm kind of poking around here.
So I know this is not actually until later that we discuss this, but I hope everybody that's listening had a wonderful 420. Mm-hmm. Mine was really uneventful, but I know we had a former guest and a listener who had a wondrous occasion occur.
Yes, our friend Brian, who shows up every now and then, he got married, him and his husband Matt.
Yay.
It was a nice little ceremony. It was on the beach. It was very tranquil, and they had a party bus, and we had a bunch of fun with that, and we ate out. It was a fantastic meal. I cannot remember the name of the restaurant right now. It was in Gulfport, and if I can dig it up later, I'll kind of give it its little thing. I want to say Mangino's or Mangino's or Maggiano's, not Maggiano's, but it's like Mangino's or something like, I don't know. If I keep going, it's going to start getting worse.
Mangina's,
yeah. No, it was not Mangina's. It was not a stripper one, but although I think that would have been kind of cool. So yes, they are in Barcelona now on their honeymoon. So
ooh.
Safe travels to them.
And congratulations.
Exactly. And everyone in the WEED Chiampa studios are applauding. So
you got it, Anthony.
Yep. So let's talk about my weed corner.
Yeah.
That's the best I can give you right now. So, as you know, in June, I believe, June 1st, recreational marijuana becomes legal in the state of Massachusetts, which is also a state I have on my radar. So, however, at least 189 of the state's 351 municipalities have barred retail marijuana stores and, in most cases, cultivation facilities and other cannabis operations.
Massachusetts is not a very large state.
No, it is not. 39% of the local bans on marijuana businesses are indefinite. So it's 31% of them. Or 59. I can't tell. I think it's 31. It says 59, and in the parentheses, it's a number 31%. So it's very confusing. Dick White, we need to lash him again. The remaining 100.
Praising him now, we're lashing him.
Yeah, well, it happens. Actually, I think it's 31%. 31% have indefinite bans because 69% of the remaining bans. And 69 plus 31 make 100, are only temporary, and it's to allow municipalities to sort out their local rules for businesses, which makes sense. Only a handful of pot shops are likely to be open in July, when the recreational market will debut. And for the state, it could mean falling short of a $44 million to $82 million annual revenue take. It expected to collect from the 17% tax on pot sales. So, it's a shame because, you know, that's easy money. That's easy good
yes.
money. It's not bad money.
Very good money.
I mean, it's not great.
But, you know,
I mean, it's weed. And I can understand people have issues with it. But at the end of the day, $82 million can do a lot of states a lot of good. And I know.
Here's the thing. I wonder, can what? Big marijuana...
Big marijuana.
Can big marijuana
sue
find
big
a way
government?
Okay, no. I want them to genetically yes. modify for good
uh-huh.
the odor.
The odor.
Right?
Odor.
You only want the odor to last a certain amount of time? Well, genetically modify it to do that so that your house doesn't stink, say, for, you know, days and days of delicious weed. Or for those that just don't want odor at all, just genetically modified to be odorless weed, but okay. you get the same lovely effects.
All right, I don't know how we got on that, but moving on. In Florida, a judge says that a man can grow his own medical marijuana. Joe, who is spelled hose in the new script, is entitled under state law to possess, grow, and use marijuana for juicing. Redner was prescribed to receive juicing treatments from his doctor. The ruling only applies to Redner. So, as you know, we can't have flour. We can't grow it. We can't possess it. Florida's kind of useless that way. So, this Redner dude, who also owns a strip club, he's challenged government a lot. He's kind of a local hero, and in a way, it's going to be sad because he's getting old and he's recovering from lung cancer. So, he may not be with us all that much longer. You know, he is getting up in age. But he operates an infamous strip club down here called the Mons Venus.
Huh.
It's quite popular, and he has fought that thing for that thing like no tomorrow. But smoking flower is still prohibited, and Florida residents are still prohibited from growing their own. But Anthony Joe says, "I want to smoke my flower. Are you saying I can't smoke my flower, my dandelions anymore, too? I'm sad." No, flower meaning weed, Joe. It's okay. Don't worry. You can still smoke your dandelions all you want. I don't know what you see in it, but
that's
fine.
Good tea.
Good tea. Good tea. There you go. So that's it for your cannabis corner. If you want to call us, 813-327-8566. We'll be going to Joe News in about 8 minutes, but we're always welcome to take your call. Again, 813-327-8566. And on to you, Joe, for your TP corner.
Well, I have a listener comment on the comment application that I use with the listener.
We have an application flavor. Comment.
Flavor. I want it to taste like clean butthole. There we have it.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I want it to taste like steak.
Okay.
I really do. I want it to taste like a big, juicy steak.
You know, I'm fine with the taste and the smell of it. I'm actually really good with the taste and the smell with it, and I actually kind of enjoy the taste and the smell of it. I wouldn't change it. I really wouldn't.
So, guess what, Anthony?
What?
Chicago may be turning into Hollywood number two.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, there's a company called SinSpace that's here in not too far away from where I'm at, actually, that's going to be adding a studio backlot to their complex.
Ooh.
Where now they're currently shooting Chicago Med and Chicago PD, so if you're watching those shows, know that they are actually shot and produced, I believe, here in Chicago.
Hmm.
Shooting is about to begin on a Comedy Central show called Southside. 10 episodes of the HBO show Lovecraft Country and a Netflix drama called Beats. So I guess this whole thing came through because they needed to do a whole lot of zoning changes for this to happen.
So how much space is being taken up by this?
Oh, well, I believe it's going to be like a 4-block square.
All right, all right. Space. So, yeah, probably about a good acre and a half, 2 acres possibly. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but it passed through quietly through the city council, and it just kind of wildly opened up this possibility that Chicago could become like this movie, central Midwest movie capital, which, hey, is good for us. Puts us on the map and maybe brings a little bit of...
Hasn't Chicago been trying that for a while? I mean,
but they're succeeding
now. A lot of shows that have been taking place in Chicago as far back as Newhart.
Yeah, but think now. We don't have to send all of these people to L.A. to do this shit. Because right now, there's nobody else that has this capability as big as something in L.A.
I see. So it's... Right. Okay, I gotcha. So we can do more on-location stuff in the city and on-set stuff in the city without having to go elsewhere.
Because while the citizens don't think of it this way, apparently Chicago is pretty cheap for all of this kind of stuff. So
far.
I don't know.
Those taxes keep going up, though.
And why are unions giving Rahm Emanuel money? This is from the Chicago Tribune.
This is Chicago.
Of course,
unions,
investment in executives.
Else.
But $250,000 each from two major Chicago unions representing operating engineers and laborers.
That astonishes me. How does that happen? How does that happen? I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to say a union is corrupt, but I don't know. That just seems...
Because Because Chicago is just a completely different, like, political animal capital region, period.
Yeah, it's a machine. It's a machine.
It's awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, Jesus Christ, Blago's in prison for trying to sell Obama's Senate seat.
And they're not letting him out either.
No, they're not.
Nope. Meanwhile, all kinds of crazy criminals here in Chicago have been creating all kinds of mischief, and one of them has been let out three times now, even though he's been committing parole offenses.
Wow, so it looks like you guys got your own catch and release program, huh?
It's nasty out here, Anthony. I could go on and on about the crime, but we've got a show to do.
That's true, we do.
And
we
sure Roger do. Is over here, like, shitting all over the goddamn
All right, floor. All right, all right. Let Roger do his thing, because we got to spin the wheel soon anyway.
Yeah.
And now, for something completely wacky, it's Joe's Random Tidbit Corner. Take it away, Joe.
Oh, boy. It's the Random Tidbit Corner. If you stick your pickle in the wrong way in, it's okay. Both ends are male anyway. Brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator. And now, Anthony, let's pull that wheel.
Hold on, I'm accessing the database after that one.
Accessing the database. Remember, both ends are male. Have fun with that.
Now I look at pickles in a whole new way now.
Pickles and zucchini squashes.
All right, let's not go down the list here. Let's keep vegetables sacred.
Eggplant.
It's kind of like eggplant anyway. All right, that's the gong. So let's go ahead and give that wheel a spin as soon as I find the cart.
Is this going to be a crazy one?
They usually are. It's a Florida one. Oh, God damn it, this fucking wheel, I swear.
Well, it was well oiled.
Apparently. Oh, whoa. Wrong cart. There we go. All right. So, winner, chicken dinner. Our random news story of the night comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News and gives us a popular Florida combination, weapons and booze. Oh, yeah, this is an interesting one. I remember this one. A new business in downtown Fort Walton Beach could possibly be named as one of the most ill-planned businesses in Florida of 2018. Ratchet Hatchet, which is set to open in May, will offer Floridians the ability to throw axes and other objects at wooden targets for points. The best part of it all is that Floridians will be able to bring and consume ad nauseum beer, liquor, and wine while throwing hatchets, axes, and tomahawks. What could possibly go wrong?
We have this here in Chicago in Wrigleyville.
Oh my God, do you really?
Yeah.
Jesus, how does that go?
But I'm glad you're finally getting in on the... So far, I've not heard of anything.
Well, yeah, but it's not in Florida. So just because you have it, see, it may be totally different when brought to this region of the country. Steven, a co-owner of this ill-planned business, says that the venue will be like a bowling alley and a dart gallery on steroids. And recommends the space for birthday parties, corporate events. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Bob from accounting goes crazy. Bachelor parties, bridal parties, and could you imagine Betty at one of those things? We'd all be dead.
Oh,
we would all be dead.
Oh, God, yes.
And divorce parties. That's another great idea. Because who doesn't want to get shit-faced before hurling sharp, heavy, deadly objects across a room full of people? I'm sure we'll have some, exactly. I'm sure we'll have some great Florida stories from this business later on this year as lawsuits start to take hold. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shiampa Radio from WRFU, the World Labor Hour, and all new from archive.org, Tech News Daily by Tom Merritt. from RadioForAll.net, CPR News with Don Daybar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and Upfront Soul with Sanguine Fromage. Visit Chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
It's time for Chiampa weather.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. Go.
You got it, Joe.
It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 58 Fahrenheit. Dew point is 27 Fahrenheit. Humidity is 31%, and the winds are out of the north at 13 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Hey, folks, listen up. It's going to be another gusty week. Your umbrellas will break. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of rain after 9 p.m., cloudy with a low around 43. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 52. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 40 and breezy. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 46. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 36. And that's your Chicago Chiampa weather, Anthony. And now, play that number.
And now for the news.
So, you know, rude, it's like rats are already the scourge of society. Now they get blamed for taking the weed? Come on, man.
What's going on with that?
Well, when authorities in Argentina discovered that a stash of confiscated marijuana had gone missing, they came up with an interesting story to explain what happened. You know, it's the police. Local police blame rats. Missing 540 kilos of weed.
Wow.
But is it even possible for rats to eat that much cannabis?
The case of the disappearing marijuana.
Last April, Commissioner Emilio Portero took charge of police forces in Pilar, a town in Argentina's Buenos Aires province. As part of the transition between commissioners, Portero received a full inventory of everything in possession of the police. In particular, Portero noticed that the cops had a stash of 6,000 kilos of weed that had been seized during drug busts. However, when Portero looked a little closer, he discovered that the most recent count showed only 5,460 kilos. Somehow, 540 kilograms of cannabis had gone missing. Portero filed a complaint and launched an investigation. The goal was to figure out exactly what happened to all that missing weed. In particular, Portero wanted to know if it had been stolen and sold by police officers.
No shit, Sherlock. What the hell do you think happened to it?
Well, as the investigation unfolded, local officials claimed that the missing marijuana had become food for the rats.
Oh, Jesus.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak. But that explanation didn't satisfy everyone. In fact, Portero and other authorities are continuing to investigate whether that claim is even plausible. Professionals analyzed the case and explained that the rats could never have confused marijuana with any type of food, one expert told local news source. In the event that a large group had eaten the marijuana, many corpses should be found.
Final hit! Police blame rats for missing 500 kilos of weed.
Ooh. So far, experts haven't been convinced by the rat food argument. After disproving that possibility, investigators proposed that maybe the weed had dried out. Ooh. That could theoretically account for a drop in the weight. But even that theory doesn't account for the full 540 kilograms. Wow. Right? One possibility was that marijuana would have lost volume because it dried up. But even though that phenomenon exists, even with the most generous calculations, there was still a significant shortage. Mm-hmm. At this point, investigators are not convinced by the rat argument. Similarly, it appears that the dried-out weed theory is also unconvincing. As a result, the investigation remains ongoing, but investigators are looking into the case are still concerned that the missing weed was stolen by cops.
No shit, sir.
So the rats are off the hook. Most recently, Judge Gonzalez Jarvey has issued formal summons to two police chiefs and two police officers. Clarin reported that the two cops are scheduled to testify on May 4th. So we might have an outcome for you, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Follow us for updates. Yeah. You know, we might have some good stuff for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let me hit that button there. There we go.
Wow, this guy must have had a fun childhood. I bet he was the kind of guy that said, look it, I'm invisible.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Look at me, I'm invisible. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Can't see me.
Oh, boy. What was this? Oh, this was in Georgia. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, please, so please in Georgia.
Florida's definitely the crown jewel of nutcases. But I've seen some strange things happen in Georgia in my time as well.
Well, don't the states, like, join somewhere?
They do. There is a state line, and it might be close.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be sucking up some of that Florida energy.
Could be.
Well, police in Georgia shared security camera footage of a GameStop store, GameStop. You know what GameStop is, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I do. For those of you that don't, it's a video game store. You could buy console units, games, peripherals, adapters.
Oh, yeah, it borders the state of Florida. It literally touches the state of Florida.
So it's sucking up all that energy. Well, get this guy, though. So he's a store burglar, and he tried to conceal his face with the most unusual disguise. What do you think he might try to use, Anthony? Maybe like a bush?
Maybe a mop.
A mop? Okay.
I would have used a mop.
You would use a mop?
No,
would
like
you use
put it on like a wig?
Still
like
attached?
A wig? Yeah, sure. That makes it. The more you confuse them, the better off you are. That's my theory. If I'm going to rob someplace, I'm going to confuse them. I'm not going to scare them. I'm going to confuse the fuck out of them.
Right? I'm going to wear my red hat and like a skirt.
There you go. I think you'd be lovely. So tell us
about. This guy decided to use a clear plastic wrapper.
That is brilliant.
The St. Mary's Police Department posted video to Facebook showing security camera footage from the Thursday night burglary.
Wow.
The video shows the male suspect wearing the plastic wrapper from a package of bottled water over his head, completely failing to hide his face with the clear plastic.
And I looked, and wasn't he like poking his face out through the hole too? There was like a big gaping hole. So really, he's just covered up the side of his head.
Yeah. Police are asking members of the public for help identifying the craftily disguised gent. You can help us catch him once you stop laughing, police wrote. See, the police know how to use social media, too.
We'll move along.
This cookie is good. But, like a candle in the wind, you haveth, and then you notteth.
Uh-oh.
Poof. There it goes. Bye. Police in Britain shared video of two clumsy robbers who lost some of their ill-gotten cash to a strong gust of wind in a moment caught on camera. The Greater Manchester Police posted a video to YouTube. See, there you go. Social media again. They're making the laughs.
Yep.
Showing CCTV footage of the two suspects fleeing after robbing a travel agent's office in Droylsden, England.
They're still
the
travel
video
agents?
Film March 17th. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Well, for some of those really upper class, first class kind of things, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So, they show the cash falling from the robbers' pockets and being carried away by the wind.
Goodbye.
So, they're not securing the money very well.
No, apparently not.
And the men, they attempt to retrieve some of the windblown money before fleeing in a silver car. Police said the footage was released in the hopes of identifying the suspects. This duo threatened innocent people working in the travel agents and should know their actions are utterly unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
They took every step to secure the money in the shop, but left the stolen notes in their wake as they fled the scene. I'd urge anyone who saw the two men or caught sight of them dropping notes as they ran from the travel agents to please get in touch with police and share what you know.
They would also like you to return whoever's got, like, you know, like 600 euros, too.
Yeah, right.
Because it's missing. And they know people took it.
Right.
Just return it.
So, and that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
That sounds friggin' awesome. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Call us at 813-327-8566, and we can take your call. This week on This Way Out, a lesbian folk singer builds an indigenous bridge from Canada to Australia. Who knows why? In the news, the British government urges sex law reform in its uncooperative Commonwealth countries. I can do that without a $50 word. Activists Twitter bomb China's gay ban plan. Advocates poll shows rising support for Czech marriage equality. A rights group, large banks, and major law firms join a lesbian couple's Hong Kong immigration case. And a student-led pride in Pentstown demonstrates diversity. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will be delirious again in about 4 minutes after I find the cart.
Yay. And guess what?
What happened?
This Way Out is on A for What? The Radio for All.
There you go. All right, here you go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some...
We're making breakfast every morning at the Cheyampa Radio. We're out back door. Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Ha-ha, ha-ha. We're making up the dough.
Do-de-do.
We roll it out, put it in a pan. Nobody makes it.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that you're helping to keep us strong and free.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
You are listening to
Cheyampa
Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait. Please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait. Please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten-free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar-free. Hashtag dairy-free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer hashtag poop de loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the sweet.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Q Betty.
Fine, Roger. You can read the script.
Thank you, Betty. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is holy fuck. Now I know why Betty always looks pissed after reading this part of the script. You humans and your silly national holidays, are you all that pathetic? Anyway, today is National Cherry Cheesecake Day, National Lost Dogs Awareness Day, National Picnic Day, National Take a Chance Day, National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Wherefore art thou bongs? Won't you female dogs go grab your bongs so thy bitches and other happenstances can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already? The floor is yours, Anthony.
You know, I've noticed Roger's getting a little sassy lately. I think that's why we turned him off the first time around. So now we're going to have Roger and Betty both ganging up on him.
Well, you know, Roger just wanted some equal airtime, and you know,
I guess that works.
Maybe I have, even though he does shit on the floor still, I've seen it less.
Well, that's so good. Maybe, well, we, yeah, just, you kinda... just can put less oil in him, really.
So, well, you know, giving him a little more airtime kind of chills him out. So
that's true.
You know.
That's always a good thing. All right.
So, unfortunately, though, we don't have any little words for him to say thank you. So, sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 79 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 77%. The dew point is 71 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. On Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 81. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 66. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 65. We've got some nice weather going on here this week. It was hot, it was cold, and now it's kind of hot, but not too hot. It's still not like butt-ass. My head's going to explode because it's too ridiculously hot.
Sounds like it.
That's coming sooner than later. Oh, God, probably by May. So... that May, it's going to get hot, so that will be good. That means people will start getting crazy. That's what they do. That's what they do. So, according to... apparently, I'm doing quite well myself this evening, living the Florida lifestyle. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Independent Florida and brings us adventures in babysitting the Florida lifestyle way. According to reports, Lorena, a 27-year-old Gainesville woman, was babysitting a child last Monday in a Haley Plantation home. To assist her in babysitting duties, Lorena was tripping balls on acid. The child's father... Yeah, right. I'm going to babysit your child and trip balls on acid. That's great. The child's father noticed that Lorena was acting very strangely and asked her to leave the residence, but she refused to leave. The police were contacted. Soon after police arrived, Lorena walked out of the home carrying toys that belonged to the child and tried to get away from the responding deputy. She refused to drop the toys and struggled to free herself from the deputy. Another deputy arrived as backup, and together they handcuffed her. She tried to kick both deputies multiple times, so her legs were also restrained. Wow, poor thing. Lorena was taken to North Florida Regional Medical Center, where it was discovered that she had stolen the child's father's tungsten wedding ring. A thief.
Oh my.
Yeah, so she's just, yeah, Lorena was no bueno. no bueno. Lorena was charged with burglary, grand theft, resisting arrest with violence, and two counts of attempted burglary on a law battery on a law enforcement officer.
No donuts for Lorena.
She was taken to the county jail, where she remains in lieu of $55,000 bond.
Ooh.
Yeah, she racked up a big one there. Yep, exactly.
Stop.
Yeah, she's going to be there a long time. All right, let's move on. Ooh. All right.
Sexy.
Well, I don't think this is quite sexy music, but it works. We all know that Florida has more than its share of strange people doing strange things. So our next story from NPR really shouldn't be much of a surprise. Mary of Lakeland, Florida, has been caring for Rambo, a 5'8" clothes-wearing ATV-riding alligator, for more than a decade. Mary trained Rambo as an attraction for parties and other events. Social media is full of images of people holding and cuddling Rambo, who appears in a wide range of outfits. But Rambo has grown large enough, pretty much to eat a baby, that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was concerned that she didn't have enough space in Mary's house. Really what it is, they were afraid this damn thing was going to eat a small child. Because that's a 5'8", that's a big alligator. News that Rambo might be separated from Mary prompted, of course, online petitions and declarations of support from floor idiots everywhere. Keep the alligator until it bites the baby's head off. And then everyone's like, why was the alligator not taken away from her? Under an agreement between Mary and the state of Florida, the two will be able to stay together. However, Rambo will no longer be able to make public appearances any longer. Mary is also required to cage him and tape his mouth shut anytime he leaves her house. So no more motorcycle rides for Rambo either. Yeah, no more motorcycle rides. Mary says it's too bad he won't be allowed to perform anymore and that the gator loves being around people and having his picture taken. Yeah, it's probably like being at Old Country Buffet for the gator, just hovering all the different morsels of food, trying to decide which one is the most delicious. Buffet. Ooh, I need a good buffet. I haven't been to a buffet in a while. Potatoes. Except for, sweet tomatoes counts. Not quite as the gluttonous buffet, but sweet tomatoes does count as a buffet. Yeah. It's a salad buffet. So anyway, well, Rambo was, I was just dreaming of Old Country Buffet.
It's too hot for gluttony in Florida.
It is. It really is. You can't go load up at Old Country Buffet or the Golden Corral, which the Golden Corral is generally very popular. It's a very popular establishment. But I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. I prefer Old Country Buffet, believe it or not. I've had holidays at Old Country Buffet. The one over there at Lincoln and Peterson in Chicago. Remember that one? I don't know if it's still there. That one over there in that little corner spot there in that mall. Yep, I've had Thanksgivings there. I have had Christmases there. I have had Easters there. I have had many a holidays at that Old Country Buffet just because it was there and I didn't have to cook.
And they were open.
So with Rambo, Bart, and they were always busy, too. So Mary would have to get a new, smaller alligator if she wanted to keep her country gladiator theater business running. But she told reporters that she has no plans to replace him.
Oh.
Sexy. Yeah, we're gonna move along here because we got plethora in a minute and a half. So our final story of the night comes from The Smoking Gun and combines some lewd conduct with Florida lifestyle living. According to police reports, an officer spotted a Dodge pickup truck weaving on a Port St. Lucie highway around 3 in the morning, so a traffic stop was initiated. During questionings, Daryl claimed that he was en route to help a friend who had a flat tire. I'm sure it was. Daryl was barefoot and wearing underwear that was imprinted with the word breathalyzer and the phrase blow here near his genitals. Hardly an outfit to wear to change a tire. Police noticed that Daryl seemed jittery and was unsteady on his feet. He appeared under the influence of a stimulant. Daryl declined to perform a field sobriety test and was arrested on a DUI charge. An inventory of Daryl's ride turned up a penis ring, several condoms, and binoculars sitting on the passenger seat, leading cops to believe that Daryl might have been attempting to attract prostitutes in the area or do some other kinky shit. Daryl's rap sheet includes two prior drunk driving convictions, the convictions of carrying a concealed weapon, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest. Daryl was handcuffed and arrested and will likely be another participant of the Florida Sketch and Release DUI program later this week. And that is your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty, and then we'll take this call.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shinepub Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something because here it comes. Woohoo! It's time for Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Hey, right. We got a caller.
Yeah, it looks like we do have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. No, caller, you are not on the air. Caller, you are on the air.
Who is?
Who is? Are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Are you? There you go. There you go. There you go. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. looks like we got Pennywise on the phone. How are you?
Hey, Pennywise. How are you doing?
She sounds pretty well, actually.
I lost track. I'm doing... hey, I can hear myself. I don't like that. Fix it.
Oh, you can hear yourself? I'm sorry. How about now? Can you still hear yourself?
I don't know. Can I hear myself? No, I can't. You fixed it.
I fixed it.
Yay! The wonders
Betty
of technology.
Must be in the studios.
Yeah. Both Betty and Roger.
Ooh, it's getting hairy around here. So, have you been Pennywise? Did you have a happy 420?
You know, I'm too old to even recognize that shit.
Really?
Right?
420, you know.
Yeah, I do know that, but you know, the day of is 420. Not like, ooh, meh. Didn't you see that I changed my Facebook profile picture for that day at like noon?
Oh, did you? I wasn't on Facebook that day. I think I was pretty much fucked up by then anyway.
Well, I think you'll see it if you scroll down.
Oh, you know,
so
though,
you take
Facebook
advantage
is.
Of that, huh?
Let me see something.
I'm looking.
I'm going direct to your profile.
I'm going direct to the profile. We're going direct to the profile, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, here we go. 1103. Oh, you hate hearing about weed on 420? I love hearing about how you got drunk the other 364 days.
I don't drink. Who's drunk?
Are you a drunk? Who's a drunk?
I don't drink.
Do you drink?
I hardly drink.
I drink all the time. I'm kind of a drunk and kind of a pothead. It kind of works well together.
Hmm.
For now.
I'm still going through your profile here.
I'm more of a wino. I don't drink that much wine.
Oh, there's your profile picture.
I can go through. I did like your little picture there that you posted. Was it the one with Willy Wonka on it?
That was that one. Shop.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
what else is
my last tattoo that you probably didn't see either because, you know, you don't pay attention.
I think we have a hostile caller tonight.
I know!
Ow! Why do you fucking call me hostile? You know, you bitch just fucking scream. You need to turn down your volume or use your 2-inch voice or something.
How's that? Is that
one
better?
One are you laughing and one are you crying? Better? Did I hurt your feelings, Joe?
Yeah, I think
so. No, I'm not crying. I'm using my 2-inch voice.
That's what happens.
And he's snorting.
Yeah, well, you know. He's hey. Kind of in a giggly mood tonight, so that's a good thing. We like giggly moods.
He's always well, in a giggly mood. He's a giggly guy.
I like the picture, the smiley face, weed eye. It's green.
That's what I changed it to on 420 when I realized it was 420.
Yes. Yes.
I said, hey, I think I have a 420 picture profile thingy.
But you did it at 11:10. Nice try.
I told you it was like fucking noon.
Mine is a weed thing anyway, so I didn't know what to change it to. I gotta change it to like a dog biscuit or something.
You stole yours from Chiampa Radio.
No, I don't have mine from Chiampa Radio.
Well, I went back to doing the
Chiampa Radio. Why do you say Chiampa Radio wrong?
What do you mean, why do I say Chiampa Radio wrong? I'm not saying it wrong. You're the one that
We're
says
not
it
saying
wrong.
It wrong. We're saying
you say
it.
You say it wrong.
It's my Chiampa. Radio station. I know how to pronounce the name of it.
No. It's Chiampa.
Chiampa.
He's got Chiampa.
Oh,
well, you know, it could be like north side, south side.
Okay, you know what? You got a caller on the other end. Why don't you pick that one up? Let's see how crazy this shit could get.
Who, me?
No, not you. Not you.
Couldn't be.
Couldn't be. I'm talking to Joe over here.
Hello, caller.
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Who,
I can't hear
me?
The caller. I can hear. Hello?
Yeah, you.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Hey! So we got Pennywise and we got Ezel, although Ezel sounds a little loud there. Might need to turn Ezel down.
Yes, this is Ezel, man.
Ezel, alright. There you go. See, we got a party going on here. It's like a party barge.
Alright, let's party. Let's party.
Oh, I love
man,
a party.
Man, I'm ready. Hey there, Pennywise. Are you wise tonight?
Yeah. I'm always wise.
I love it. Oh, man, that's great. I love it. Anyway, hey, Anthony, I got a bit of Florida news I'm going to throw at you. 1 minute here.
All right, what's up?
I was watching Judge Judy the other day, okay?
Okay.
And it had a case from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
So it's Florida news. It was about this woman that had two dogs taped or strapped to her tricycle, motorized tricycle. Did you see this one?
Oh, my God. I missed it. I will have to look for it. How did I miss that? I have no clue.
Oh, man. You're going to laugh your ass off, man. Here. And here's what's going on. She's going down the street. Uh-huh. She's got this 100-pound dog pulling in the front and another 60-pound dog. And it's like a three-wheel Iditarod, you know.
Oh, my God.
She was on a fucking scooter, right, dude?
She was on a scooter,
three-wheel
right?
Scooter. So I think that's too stable.
Yeah, she was on a scooter.
Oh, man.
And she, yeah.
She was on a scooter.
You know what? I ain't seen Judge Judy in fucking 20 years, and I put it on that day.
Oh, this is
I saw that case, whoever you
great?
Are, man.
Wasn't it great?
It was stupid.
Yeah, man, it was great. And then she drives.
Why
man.
Do you fucking watch that man, show?
I love Judge Judy.
I love
oh
it too.
My God.
I can stone watch it. It's great, man.
It's
are
awesome.
You crazy, man?
I have
oh
learned so
God.
Much about the U.S. legal system. It's wonderful.
It's great,
it's amusing.
And then this poor brother, she goes past his poor brother's house, okay?
Oh
and he's
God.
Got one of these little yapping dogs. And the dog don't leave his property. And the yapper starts yapping at this woman on her tricycle, motorized tricycle with the two dogs.
Right, Anthony?
Oh, I love the yappy dogs. Oh, I can't stand
them. I fucking knew it, fag.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. So, two dogs that are pulling her, they go nuts. They go
who's
nuts.
Got yappy dogs?
They're running. Not me, man. I got no. I got clay people, man.
Ooh, are they done?
Clay people.
Are they done?
You don't need no dogs here.
Are you done?
In Illinois, man. Yeah, I'm done. I'm gonna here. Wait, hold on. I'll let you know if I'm done.
Oh my goodness.
I'm done. Oh, I've watched Judge Judy, man. But the bottom line is, this woman slips over the yappy dogs, and now she's suing the poor brother that got the yappy dog for $5,000. That's a, you know, it's some trifling bitch.
Wow,
man, you
crazy.
Okay, Carl.
The kicker
is at a point there. She's trying to say that it was the yappy dog that knocked her over when it was her own big dog.
Oh my
that
God.
Knocked her over,
right.
And Judge Judy said, fuck you,
it.
You lose, goodbye.
And she takes
I don't
it
hear
her
you.
Phone. She shut it. Okay. All right, now, hey, you know what?
Oh my God.
I got to go, man.
Yeah, we'll have to let both of you guys go. Thank you both for that incredibly wonderful conversation Bye. About Judge Judy.
You need to tell that guy, you need to talk a story over with him so that y'all can make it shorter. And he can just get to the email funny part for the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Hey, you took my spot last week. Hey, you were out last week.
It's like he wanted to do the whole 15-minute segment point by point.
Man. Oh, man. We got to try some other shit, man. I'm telling you. All right, I'm signing off here.
I'll hey, see you soon.
I'm talk to you later.
Bye. Goodbye, Pennywise.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see if we can get through this quickly. Oh, that was crazy. The ugly lights have come on, and I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Yes, Joe. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. I really hope you listened to the whole crazy hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Champ Radio.
This is the last part.
Or Tiampa Radio for some of you folks. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from thearchive.org and radioforall.net. You can find Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And when you're not listening to hostile callers on our show, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our automated personality unit, Betty. She plays crazy programming for archive.org, mostly combined with a sassy attitude you're going to percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30. He gets some crazy music and he does some crazy things.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming! Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Shy Ampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Pass shows. Our Facebook and Twitter links are there. See our most current broadcast schedule and see who we're going to be carrying. Yeah.
Were our two callers actually arguing over airtime?
I think they were. It made for radio drama entertainment.
It was definitely radio drama. I'll tell you. Wow, that's quite. I was about ready to jump under the desk.
Right. I was crouching down. And I kept slouching down.
Wow.
Like, oh boy. Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Wow.
But hey, it was great.
Whatever we're called. What's
I'm actually excited to now listen to that part in the post-production
that should
phase
be quite
stage.
Interesting, yes. So, anyone. Wow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next week as long as there's no stabbings. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't try to conceal your face with a clear plastic while watching the marijuana you stole from an evidence room blow away in the wind while riding your gator high on LSD and wearing fancy panties. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E for...
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Sounds good to me.
station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.